Hello, and welcome to this episode of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Today's reading comes from Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I've always loved this verse. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing unto you, O Lord. It is God who knows what we're going to say. God who knows what's in our hearts. He hears our thoughts and knows what we're going through each and every day. Oh, that we would pay attention sometimes a little more to what we say and what we do. We are capable of such loving words of kindness, love, of grace, forgiveness, and yet we are also capable of being terribly mean to one another. If we were to think about what we were going to say before we opened our mouths, sometimes we wouldn't say some of the things we do. I mean, how many of us have ever been, you said something and immediately wished that we could just take it back, but it was already out there. And so then we needed to deal with it. And of course, for some of us, our way of dealing with it is just ignore that we said it. But that doesn't help. And though that God would help us to form the words in our mouths that we need to say. And He does when we call on Him, when we ask Him to help us find the words, to help us to say the right things, to know what should be said and what shouldn't be said. God knows about what our hearts meditate on. Oftentimes I'm walking through the house and I'm humming different Christian songs, songs that lift my spirit, songs that make me feel more comfortable in my faith, or songs that are uplifting for me, songs that I like to share with other people. As I hum them, I think of how great and how wonderful God is. And those meditations of my heart carry me through the day. How many of us have ever started the day by reading a devotion that carries us through the day? We remember those words over and over. They settle into our hearts. How many of us have ever had those times when there are, different songs, different verses? Something someone said that just stays with us. These are the things that God calls on us to meditate. To meditate on those good things. Those things that bring us joy. Those things that bring us peace. Those things that help us know that God is with us each and every day. Today, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. For you are my strength. It is each day that you fill me with your love and your grace, your peace, that you fill me with your joy, that you give me the ability to go on. Lord, you are my strength. You are my Redeemer. And I pray that what I think and what I say will always be pleasing to you. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, there are so many times when we need to slow down and think about what we're going to say before we say it. We need to meditate on those things that are good instead of letting the fears of life surround us. Be with us each and every day, O Lord. Fill us with your love, with your grace, with your joy. For us in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening, and this has been Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap.